True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Other people's problems, you got them, we'll take them, we'll make them better, right?
Yes, that's the goal. We have Tanya today. She is planning her wedding, and she's picking who's going to stand next to her.
Ah, yes.
Shouldn't that be the first thing? Doesn't he get down on one knee and then he slips a ring on
Not
your...
Not that one.
Oh, the other direction.
Yeah, yeah.
Ah, Tanya?
Hi.
What's going on?
So I'm engaged. I'm planning my wedding.
Congratulations.
And thank you. I'm really excited to get married. But there's a problem with one of my friends from high school. So we used to like dream about being each other's weddings. You know, we've known each other forever. We did this for years when we were in high school and just dreamt about it, and now we're not as close. And I've decided to ask her, decided not to ask her to be a bridesmaid. And what makes it awkward is that I was a bridesmaid in her wedding.
Oh.
And
how long ago did she get married?
Does that matter?
Like
yeah.
10.
How does that matter? Why does that matter?
We were 25.
Because they were 25. You're basically still in high school at that point.
You have different friends now. It's been 10 years.
10 years is a really long time. Not to like say you're old, but well.
No, it's
so you're
long.
Saying.
Dug myself into a hole.
So promises you made 10 years ago were no longer valid.
That's not what I'm saying.
So on your 11th anniversary, you're cheating like on your.
Yeah, Slacker. That's what I'm saying. I just think
you know what I'm saying? Am I crazy?
There can be an understanding between people when 10 years have passed and it's like, well, things aren't exactly how they were.
Are you still friends with people from high school?
Me?
Yeah. So your next wedding, are they going to be in it?
I never promised any of them they'd be in my weddings, Aaron. Relax.
I'm just saying that's
no,
silly.
But I, like,
you're
no.
going to drift apart. You're going to grow up. You go through phases of life. Some people stay, some people go.
Okay, great.
It's not that big of a deal.
Let me just ask Tanya one question and we can end this OPP early and move on to something else.
Oh, gosh.
Do you think she thinks she's going to be in your wedding?
I do.
Oh, she's getting ready. You used to saying those words.
Yeah.
I do.
Oh, oh there's a nice
practice.
Distraction.
Mm-hmm.
She texts me every week.
She does what?
She texts me like every week about helping with the wedding planning and, you know, asks all kinds of.
So she knows you're getting married. Like you've sent like the save the date or whatever. So she's aware of the wedding and probably just waiting for the day. It's like, ooh, she's behind on her planning. She just hasn't called the bridesmaids yet. Eek.
Like, yeah.
You don't really call them anymore.
I'm not sure what I owe her. We don't really talk. We just started. She started texting me once I sent the save the dates. And she got that.
So she's like, we're back in business. Like, the plan is on.
Yeah.
Wait, can I just have a quick timeout? What do you mean you don't call him? How do you ask somebody to be your bridesmaid?
Oh, you do text like a bridesmaid box now.
Yeah,
you send them something in the mail.
Box them?
Yeah, you box them.
Oh,
no,
God.
Ring. Usually it's
maybe
like
a flagpole.
Usually it's like a box and you open it up and it's like a candle and a handwritten note and like some stuff. I'm not doing it quite like that. I will not reveal on here how I'm doing it because I haven't asked everyone, but yeah, it's
I know,
usually
I've been
like,
waiting.
I know. I check my my mailbox every day.
You see? Now Tanya and I have something in common.
Okay, so then what is your question? Like, have to have...
Well, how many groomsmen are there? Would it be equal if she...
Erica says it doesn't matter anymore. She's like, symmetry doesn't count.
Okay.
I would never do that. You have to have... If there's four, there's got to be four.
Oh, good luck at
because
my wedding.
Because they walk in together.
That's not how it works anymore, slacker.
How do you walk in?
One by one, baby.
No, you don't.
Sure can. You can do whatever you want. It's your wedding, Tanya.
Okay. Everyone, relax.
I'm sorry, Tanya. I'm not mad at you. I just relate.
Yeah.
So then is the question... okay, wait. I have like 40 questions and I don't know which one to ask first. Like... If she's not going to be a bridesmaid, you already sent her a save the date. So you still want her to come. You just don't want her to be important, right?
That's right. Not...
She's just not in. Yeah, she's not in the wedding. Mm.
So then, I didn't know about the bridesmaid
box. We
only
have three people on each side standing up with us.
Only three?
Yeah, some family and our and one of our like close friends. We're
no,
not doing
I feel like you're
wedding.
Off the hook.
No,
three
you're
is
still...
tiny.
Make but, her is something blue and then you're good to go.
Three is like, there's plenty of room up there. You chose not to ask me?
And my question is this. Then do you just send her an invitation and then hopefully she figures it out? It's like, oh, I'm just a guest. Or do you have to send a different kind of box, like a consolation prize box?
No, you definitely
says,
don't send a box.
Congrats.
Yeah. No.
You're not a bridesmaid.
Right. You're demoted. Like, absolutely right. Not.
Or do you owe her a conversation? Do you call her and go, hey, listen, I know I was in your wedding.
I'm keeping it real small. I love you.
I still want you to be there and celebrate there.
Tanya,
are you
doing a bachelorette party?
Ooh.
Yeah, we are.
And maybe you could invite her to that. And at that point, let her know, like, hey, I love you so much. Doing a tiny bridal party, want you at the bachelorette. I'd love to get good photos with you on the wedding
day. You owe her.
No.
You owe her.
You don't owe you anyone owe? Anything.
You do. You
if
owe
there
her.
Is one thing I have learned
quid
in life,
slacker. Pro. Quo.
So
quid pro quo.
You want her to keep her promise. You want her to keep her promise to her high school best friend.
Yes.
But you couldn't keep your vows multiple times?
Ooh. I kept my vows.
I think I have to go.
That, I'm just saying that argument, it doesn't.
No,
it
it's
doesn't,
completely, no. Completely different things. That was promises between two people and our marriage has just ended. Yay. But this is like, she already held up her end of the deal. Her friend already held up the end of the deal.
But
we dreamed of this.
Ago.
Do you want to be in someone's wedding? Tanya, ask yourself this. Would you want to be in someone's wedding because they felt obligated? I sure as heck wouldn't.
Mm, I would.
You're petty.
And maybe her friend is petty, too. If she's starting to reach out, she expects... listen, if I'm being sort of facetious, but I'm going to tell you this. She owes her something. You have to have a conversation. You cannot just send an invitation. If she's out there, she started texting you. Like, I want to know. I know there's other people who've been in the situation, and those people are women because guys are just like, awesome. I don't want to be in your wedding.
Yeah, I'm thinking that.
This is a female problem to have.
Yeah, there were guys in my wedding, and then they got married. I wasn't even invited to it. And it was like, good.
Good.
That makes me so sad.
Me too.
Because it's just different. But I'm telling you, there are other women who are just like, damn it, I was in her wedding and she probably thinks, and like, what did you have to do? Like, is there the consolation prize is you already started to name them. You get to come to the bachelor party. Yay.
Bachelorette.
Bachelor, you know.
So I have some women who are not the exact same situation as this, but similar, where like, yeah, I could have had a huge bridal party, but I just didn't want to. And those
that
women.
That just says you don't like me.
That's not true. I freaking love them, but they're coming to the bachelorette.
Say their names so we can just get it out of the way now.
No, I'm not going to say their names. I haven't even talked to them about this.
Wait, which one? Is it Tanya?
No, I don't have a Tanya in my life in that way.
Is it Julie?
I have a Julie, but not quite as close. Can you stop?
Oh, so Julie doesn't get to be up there?
Well, no.
What about Jennifer? Does Jennifer get to be up there?
I don't have a Jennifer. Okay, what I'm saying is, I'm going to punch you in the face. I'm trying to give Tanya an idea here.
No.
Okay.
Okay,
cool.
Good.
Keep my ideas to myself.
Perfect. That's the best kind of show. Tanya, hang on right there. We're just out of time. How about we get your idea in a minute?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. I'll send you a box when we're ready to hear your idea.
Thank you so much.
I don't know what to do with her. Tiek and I have to recuse ourselves because boys, like we said, we just don't. Mm-hmm. We'd rather be out. I don't want
to.
Yeah,
and I've been invited to bachelor parties and then not the wedding. Like, it's just so different with guys. It's like.
I'm concerned about the people you spend time with then.
But that's just a guy thing. They're like, he probably wants to see some boobs, but doesn't want to pay you for a flight.
That's not what a bachelor party always is.
Yeah, that's actually never happened on any of the bachelor parties I've been on.
Are you about to wink?
No, look away. Both of you look away. I have to finish talking to Slacker.
All right, so Tanya has sort of feels obligated. I know it's been 10 years. I don't think she has to have the woman in her wedding, but she has to make it known that she's not in the wedding. And what does that look like? 303-222-5423.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's not your problem. It's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP.
303-222-5423. Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help Tanya out. She was on the phone. Apparently this is, I am way out of the bridesmaid game, obviously. She was a bridesmaid in her friend's wedding, as they had made a pact that they would be bridesmaids in each other's weddings.
They made that pact years ago.
Right.
When they were in high school.
Here comes the peanut gallery. Look at this. I'm just recapping.
We're trying to get you all the facts.
Yeah.
They talked about this in high school. She was a bridesmaid in her friend's wedding 10 years ago.
And now she's like, I'm getting married. I don't even want the bee up there with me.
It's not about her being a bee. It's just like, we're just not as close. I don't think you should be my bridesmaid.
Some commitments just aren't forever.
The whole bridesmaid thing is weird, okay?
It is weird.
When you really think about it, it's weird.
There's a texter that says it's like MySpace ranking friends.
Yeah.
I did hate that.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
We had people lobbying us. They come to a thing. It's like, hey, is number one here? No? Then I should be number one. But all I'm saying is this. Is that girl out there thinking she's in the wedding?
Right.
If she is, then you have to address it. You can't just not. Mm-hmm. Well, I just didn't ask her, so she should understand. It's like, if she thinks she's in, you have to put on your big girl panties and say something.
But what do you say?
You're not cool enough to be.
I've
grown past you.
We've grown apart. I love you dearly.
God,
I hope
you
can
don't
join
say
me.
That.
I don't believe in pacts anymore.
Right. You know? I don't believe in it.
I think you guys have a really rigid view of life.
Yeah, it's called being a dude.
Yeah, black and white.
Nicole?
Yay.
You've been through this?
I have. So there were two sisters that I grew up with and known each other all our lives. The older sister, I was going to be in her wedding. Couldn't be because I was having a baby. And then when her younger sister got married, I was invited to the wedding but not asked to be a bridesmaid. And they were both in my wedding. And I didn't get butt hurt or anything like that. I think Tasha should just say, hey, you know what? You're very dear to me. I'm having a small event of a wedding, and you're invited to the bachelor party, whatever. But it's not as deep as you think.
It is because you're okay with it, but if this girl's not okay with it, then it is a big deal. You don't get to tell that girl how big of a deal it is to her.
Hey, Slacker,
she also shouldn't expect to be in her wedding.
Like, if someone reappeared in your life suddenly and was like, hey, man, can you be in my wedding? You'd be like, what? I haven't talked to you in like 5 years.
If it's somebody I made a pact with, then yeah, I'd be like, that makes sense.
Even though you don't talk anymore, really?
They're not that distant, Erica. She said they're talking a lot now that she's making wedding plans.
And she hasn't said anything yet. That's what's getting me. Is like I don't think she's trying to do it. She's kind of leading her on because she hasn't shut it down now that she's rebacked.
Nicole is just very even keeled.
Which I do like that.
That's awesome. Right. You're great, Nicole. So but if this other girl is out there going, when is she going to ask? How is she going to ask? Oh, is she waiting until she comes back to town to ask me?
No, I agree. She should be telling her very soon. She should be telling her very soon.
But what should she say? Just, hey, I love you. Like, and
you're not it.
No, I love you. You are very special to me, but this is a small
not very wedding. Special.
Yeah. Slacker.
Okay.
Oh, my God. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could jump in at any point.
Imagine working with him, Nicole. Yeah.
That's what Nicole's saying. You're special to me. This is smaller. Love you. Hope you can be there.
Correct. I agree with you, Erica.
Yeah. Woo! Okay, so you're the one. Thank you. Kelsey.
Yeah, guys.
Yeah. Yay. People landing space shuttles out there today. What do you think Tanya should do?
Okay, so I was the maid of honor in my quote-unquote best friend's wedding when she got married, and I felt obligated to make her mine when it came my turn, and it was not that long after. And I really regretted it. It was just a mistake. She was a hot mess of a human being, and she planned the bachelorette party like she wanted for herself, you know what I mean? Not for me. She was a hot, drunk, sloppy mess at my reception, and it really wasn't worth it. I don't know if this person is that kind of person, but if you guys haven't really talked since high school or you're not as close with her since high school, I just don't know that you owe her anything.
No, but wait, Kelsey, sorry. I gotta unpack just a tiny little bit. So not that much time had passed. You felt comfortable being her maid of honor, and then you had somebody in the wings who you thought would have been a better fit, but you didn't go with it?
Oh, my sister should have been. And I called her my maid of awesome because she totally stepped up and picked up all the slack that my friend dropped. And to this day, I still tell my sister, like, you should have been my maid of honor, and I regret that. I've always regretted that. Like, that's such a mistake. Like, that friend, I was that friend to her, but she was not that friend to me. And
sometimes people are just selfish.
But my question to Tanya is, can you ask this friend, like, hey, you know, especially if you haven't seen each other or really caught up, it's like, could you have coffee and be like, hey, are you still wanting to be in my wedding?
Because she's going to say yes, and then you're put on the spot. You can't ask.
Then you say, like, maybe you could be like, well, my husband has this many people picked out, and I have this many people picked out, and I really want you to be in it, but I want to find a way that's special enough for you. I don't know.
Will you be my flower girl? Yeah, I think that's...
No!
I'm kidding!
It's just like some texter said, make her your what?
Your personal attendant. And I said, what is that? And they said, basically your assistant for the day.
That's the hugest emotion!
You hire someone to do that. You don't ask a friend.
Oh my God. All right, thank you. So in case you're keeping score, none of the women in this room are worth anything. There's no loyalty.
What? Mm-hmm. It's not about that!
Yeah. And what's worse, I don't think we're in the wedding, Slacker.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.